With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky had a brief meeting at the Vatican. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky met briefly Saturday at the Vatican before the funeral of Pope Francis. The White House says the discussion was very productive and that more details would be released later. The meeting lasted about 15 minutes inside St. Peter's Basilica. Zelensky said, "Good meeting," on social media. He said, "We discussed a lot one-on-one. And very symbolic meeting that has potential to become historic if we achieve joint results." I'm Donna Warder.
While Republicans and Democrats are almost equally trusted by voters when it comes to economic issues, new poll indicates that Republicans hold a big edge in the opinion of voters when it comes to the issue of immigration.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans more to handle immigration, while 39% trust Democrats more and 11% are undecided. These findings are almost unchanged from April of 2023. The survey of 1,065 U.S. likely voters was conducted on April 20 through the 22nd by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator James Lankford says that the new budget being hammered out in Congress right now will include a lot more funding for homeland security and border issues, and that will also include new funding to house all those being deported right now under the president's new policies.
We've got to have more beds. We've got about 45,000 beds. Those beds were used by the Biden administration to move people in. The Trump administration's using those same beds by ICE to move people out.
That is Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. More people these days find themselves believing in life after death. Here's Michael Harrington.
Most religious Americans agree that the spirit will continue on after life on this earth is over. But what's remarkable about the latest data is the number of non-religious people who agree. According to an analysis made by Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University, 50% of people who say they are followers of no particular religion believe in some kind of an afterlife. Christian leaders say this is further proof that non-believers might be open to the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has partially blocked the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker used by so-called non-binary people on passports, as well as the changing of gender markers. The district judge in the case was appointed by President Biden and sided with the ACLU's motion for a preliminary injunction against that new rule. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports a measles outbreak is not going away.
The CDC says the number of measles cases nationwide is approaching 900. The number is triple the amount seen in all of last year. The majority of cases are in Texas. Two unvaccinated elementary school-age children died there from measles-related illness. An adult in New Mexico, also unvaccinated, also died. There are 10 states with active cases of measles. 18 other states have reported cases. Measles is caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne and spreads easily when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs. It is preventable through vaccines and was considered eliminated from the U.S. since 2000. I'm Ed Donahue.
Big tech stock carried Wall Street to the close of a winning week on Friday. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% of its value, adding more to a big three-day rally, and finished up 10.1%. This is SRN News.